about. Hey guys, this is Life Talks with Scott, and it is Wednesday the 20th. Today, we are going to pick up a little bit, kind of connect to what we talked about on Monday, which is this idea of kind of like a this promotion coming, you know, this really the Lord extending a partnership with Him that kind of brings us up to another level of responsibility and maturity. So if you haven't listened to that, make sure to go back and listen to Monday's podcast. Today, I kind of want to build on that because, you know, this is a season where it's like the Lord's calling us to grow in maturity, but the Lord's also calling us to like persevere and endure, I believe, in the promises that He's given us. You know, I'll say this. I think there's the verse that says, many are called, but few are chosen. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, like younger people, who aborted or abandoned the promises of God over their life before they came to fulfillment. In fact, I think sometimes the most challenging thing about, you know, having promises from God is the process it takes for that word to come to pass and the faith it takes for the word to come to pass. As it takes sometimes so much faith to just wait and be like, okay, I feel like the Lord's calling me to this. Like, I feel like He's promised me this. Excuse me. But I'm not seeing it. You know, do I keep waiting for it? I mean, do I even walk towards it? You know, so many people, they can't put in the price and the cost. They're not willing to pay the cost of waiting for a word. Or waiting for a word to come to fulfillment. And, you know, yesterday I was on Instagram, and I was just reading through some posts, and I saw Heidi Baker had posted, and this is exactly what she was talking about. She says, you know, you're called to bear fruit, and let me just read you her post. It's a little long, but, I mean, it's really good, and I think it's really pertinent for now. She said this: the day I felt the Lord overshadow me, when He showed me a vision, He planted a promise inside me. This promise was for my future, a future I was to spend serving Him in Africa, Asia, and England. That day, something began growing inside of me, a call and a ministry. Some of you may have carried prophetic words for years and yet have never stepped out into them because they seem too costly, too foolish, or too impossible. Maybe you do not feel you are prepared enough or afraid for anyone to know what you feel God said to you, because then you might actually be held responsible for acting on His words. Perhaps His promises come with such serious social stigma that you aren't sure you really want to carry them. There may be a steep price for what God has placed in you, but if you want Him, you will choose to pay it. You may have a whole bag of promises, but what are you going to do with them? Will you bear the possible reproach and carry the full term that which God put inside of you? It is easier to hear a great prophetic word, but often costly to bring it to birth. God has predestined every single one of us for fruitfulness. We need to be familiar with a place of divine intimacy in which we are to be so consumed by the Holy Spirit that we will nurture and protect the seed He places in us. We need to fearlessly step out and activate His promises. It is intimacy that gives us the grace and strength we need to push through suffering, pain, and inconvenience. So, I read that and I'm just like, okay, this is really timely, and this is just a big, powerful, I mean, this is just so true. You know, for most people, I mean, even in my life, and I know countless other people, you know, you get these great prophetic words, you get these promises of God, but so many people just abandon them because they're not willing to pay the price, right? If you know a little bit about Heidi Baker's story, her life, when she was a teenager, God told her that she'd go to Africa, Asia, and England, and she's been to all those places now. But, I mean, if you read her story, it is just like, you're like, she's kind of one of those people, you read her life story and you're like, Jesus, am I even a Christian? You know, I mean, they're just, you know, radical missionaries and who gave all for the gospel. But I like what she says. She says, some of you may have carried prophetic words for years and yet have never stepped out into them because they seem too costly, too impossible, or too foolish. You know, in my own personal life, you know, we've had promises of the Lord. And, you know, even recently, within the last year, we took steps in the last year to walk towards promises. And I mean, they were really, they took a lot of faith to take these steps, because if the Lord didn't show up, it meant that we would lose everything. I mean, house, car, whatever, you imagine it, okay? And so, you know, but I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I would rather lose everything trying to step towards something I think you're calling me to than play it safe and never know what could have been, and to realize that I didn't give my all for you, right? Honestly, if we had taken a step and completely fallen flat on our face and lost everything, it, in my opinion, the Lord still would honor that as a testimony to us stepping and searching for him, right? You know, and she goes on to say, maybe you don't feel prepared enough, or you're afraid, right, that you're going to be held accountable to if you start walking in that, or it's going to create a social stigma where the price is too steep, right? Okay. And you don't know if you're willing to pay it. So these are all realities. And I think this is the season we're in. I think this is a season where you're going to see people who have promises that are going to actually say, you know what, I am laying hold of this promise. I am grabbing on it, and I am going to walk towards it even if I can't see. And so I think it's important to understand that, like, you might have promises from the Lord. You can't see how to get there. Okay, you don't know how to get from A to B. All you know is that there's a general direction you need to head. Okay, and that happens a lot. I can't tell you how many times in my life the Lord has given me a promise, and that's all it is. He's given me this big promise, and he doesn't tell me the next step to take. He just says, boom, this is it. And so a lot of the process is me figuring out, with him, obviously, how to get there. And here's the thing. I've noticed this. The Lord, at least in my life, so we just want to wait for the Lord to say, take that step, take that step. And there are seasons where he does, okay? There are seasons. I've had marked seasons in my life where the Lord has come into my life and told me to take a step that I was not even thinking about, right? But then there are seasons in my life where I'm like, I know I need to get there to the promise, but I don't know what to do, and I know I can't stay here. So what do? I just pray to the Lord. I said, Lord, I am chasing after you. I'm chasing after this promise. Said, you know my heart towards you right now is pure, and I just want to please you, but I feel like I have to move. And I take a step. It's like you take a step and I listen before I put all my weight on that foot. So I take a step and I listen, right? And sometimes I don't hear anything, and then I take another step and listen, right? But I'm telling you, it happens so many times where I do that. I take a step and I listen, and he's like, good. And then I take another step and he's like, good. And so what happens, instead of the voice coming before, the voice comes after. It's like the Lord is waiting for you to step out in faith on something, and then his voice comes and says, that's it, right? And I am telling you, there are seasons I've had in my life where I know the Lord was waiting on me to move. I didn't know where to go, though. So I was paralyzed because I have this fear of, like, Lord, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it, right? And he's like, we miss the idea of this covenant relationship we're in. Covenant is about family, right? Covenant is about family. Just if a son, like, a father's not going to cut off his son because he accidentally made a mistake, right? Especially if he has good intentions. That is not the idea of a covenant relationship. And, you know, our Father God is no different. And so there are seasons where I have a promise and I know, Lord, I need to walk towards this. And so you just take those steps and listen and listen and listen and listen. And I'm telling you, there's sometimes you start taking those steps and it's just like the momentum of the Lord hits you. So there's so many times he's waiting for us to take a step towards something. There's so many times that we don't do anything because we're not hearing, because we're like, Lord, I don't want to do anything unless I hear you. And I understand that. I am the same way. But there are seasons where he is waiting for you to move and just have faith that you are walking towards what he's already told you. All right? That you are walking towards it. Now, there's also been times where the Lord says, hey, I'm calling you here, and I've taken steps, and he goes, not that one. But I'm telling you, it's so gracious. I'll take a step, and he goes, okay, I see what you're doing. Let's take a step back, because that's not the step you should have made, right? And that's happened in my life, but he helps you in the process. He is a good father, and he'll tell you what steps need to be taken. He'll tell you when you make a step that is correct, and he'll tell you when you make a step that's wrong, right? And so I think we need to be aware of that as well, that there are these promises, and as long as we're walking towards the promise and listening to the Lord, right? Listening, truly listening to the Lord. You can't value your promise overvaluing hearing the voice of the Lord in the moment. Then you're going to be okay, right? And then, you know, then she says this right here. She says, you may have a whole bag of promises, but what are you going to do with them? Will you bear the possible reproach of carrying them to full term? Okay? It's easier to get a prophetic word than it is to bring it to birth. Okay? And that is so true. Everyone celebrates. Oh my gosh, that prophetic word was amazing. Every time that happens, I come before the Lord. I said, Lord, I thank you. And I just pray for the strength that I'm going to need in this season to walk into that word. The strength and the endurance and the perseverance I'm going to need this season, Lord, to really bring that word to birth. Because when a group, it's like this, the bigger the word, the bigger the baby, right? Okay. I'm sure my wife could sell you. Delivering a 6-pound baby is probably not the same as delivering a 12-pound baby, through natural birth at least. Okay? And so the bigger the word, the bigger the process. It's going to be a birthing process. You have to hold on. Sometimes there have been times in my life where I said, I feel so stupid and foolish, but I don't know if it was faith or stubborn faith mixed in there. I don't know, but I just refuse to let go in seasons. That doesn't mean that all my seasons were pretty, right? There are people, plenty of people who could tell you, like, you know, well, Scott had some rough times in the process, but, you know, he made it, right? He made it. And I think about when my wife was pregnant, you know, there's always like a couple months where it's just like, you know, it's just, they're not good. Like, this is like, you know, for my wife, it was usually like the few weeks right before pregnancy. It was just like, I can't breathe. I can't move. I can't sleep. I can't do anything, right? They get that desperation. They get this thing out of me now, right? And so, you know, this is the season, though, that we're in to birth promises that the Lord has put in you, okay? I know personally for me, I know for Christian Center, and I know even for a lot of you who are listening, it's a season to start walking into the promises. You might not know the exact step you need to take, but if you know the promise you're heading towards, take a step. Take a step in faith, but remember, listen to the Lord. Listen to the Lord and see what he's saying. If he says no, that's okay. All right, but take steps and listen. You know, it's funny how, you know, some of the most amazing advice you get comes from the most unexpected places. You know, when me and Camila were talking, right, I was processing it with a friend of mine that I worked with the school in Bogota, Colombia. I worked at this Christian school, and so the friend of mine was actually the gardener, because I would go sit in the garden and he would just come and sit and talk to me. And so I was talking to him. I said, you know, I like this girl. I said, but I'm just so scared and nervous, and I don't know if it's the right timing. I don't know if this. I said, I don't know. I don't know. All I kept saying is, I don't know. I don't know. And I remember he just told me, he says, you know, God's a good God. I said, yes. He goes, your heart's for him. I said, absolutely. He goes, well, you know what? Why don't you take a step towards this while you're having full conversation and dialogue with the Lord? Protect your heart. Take a step towards it and see what he says. And he goes, if this isn't what you're supposed to do, the Lord will tell you. But if it is, you're going to feel it too. And so, I mean, it just hit me. I mean, you talk about, like, it was just like a word of wisdom. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that's phenomenal advice, you know? And so I did that. I couldn't see. All I knew is I had a promise from the Lord. I had no idea the timing or whatever, but I took a step towards it. And it was like, all of a sudden, the activity, like the angelic activity and the movement of the Lord was on me. And I just felt momentum when I took that step. But I'm telling you, I didn't feel anything before taking that step. But as soon as I took it, it was like confirmation, momentum, boom, heavens are open, all right? So this, if you're listening to this, here's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, think about what the Lord's put in you in this season. And some of you feel like you're about to burst. You have this promise that's burning in you, right? This promise that is burning in you. You know, and maybe you used to have promises, but maybe you let them die. Okay, ask the Lord to rebreathe life into that, to breathe life back into that promise. Here's the thing. Some of you aren't really sure even which direction you need to take right now, but you know the general promise. Start taking steps towards that promise and listen to what the Lord's saying, because this is a season for the fulfillment of promises. Amen? All right. Well, I hope this blessed you today. We will be back on Friday. We're going to have tonight, if you're at Christian Center, or even if you're, you know, watch us or stream us online, we are going to have a guest speaker tonight. It's going to be amazing. I think we are having Dr. Robert Heidler. So if you can catch that, make sure to tune in. I believe it's going to start at 6:30 or 7. Make sure to check the Christian Center Shreveport Facebook page for updates. So it's going to be really enjoyable to have him speaking tonight with Pastor Tim. So anyway, you guys have a blessed day, and I will see you guys on Friday.